It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, world. We're in Studio 4. We're live in downtown D.C. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. We have a special guest in our studios today, all the way from Israel. He's been on tour promoting his brand new album, The Idan Reichel Project. And we'll talk to Idan Reichel, who's here in our studios. So stay tuned to Border Crossings with our special guest today. Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and on tour for his latest album, Idan Reichel is in our studios. He's here in Washington, D.C. It's the Idan Reichel Project, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is album number four for you?
It's fourth for the Idan Reichel Project, and another solo project, and another two solos. But first of all, hello.
Hello. Hello. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Welcome all the way from Israel.
Yes, all the way.
And how many times have you been in the U.S.?
Many times. At least twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you tour while you're here every time?
Or? Yeah, touring, playing. Very lucky. Every concert here is a total miracle for me, that people are actually coming to listen to music from far away. It's a very warm welcome every time we're coming here. Even an interview like this is a miracle. You could have interviewed an American singer.
No, it's a pleasure to have somebody who's actually a worldwide star to come into our studios and join us.
Thank you.
You've had hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, and you've won all kinds of awards. MTV gave you an award. In fact, I think you got an award from Alicia Keys. Didn't she present you with an award?
Indeed. She became a great friend of mine, and It's been a very interesting 15 years. The Idan Reichel Project was founded 15 years ago.
It was
all about bringing artists from different parts of the world to play together. Mm-hmm. The youngest member of it's over 150 musicians, the youngest is 16, and the young spirits, I would say 83 and 91
wow.
years old.
Wow.
And they all came from different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. Also from America, but from Yemen, from Ethiopia, from Cape Verde, from Germany, from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And in every song in the Idan Reichel Project is sang by different lead singer and played by different musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And only the past 2 years I'm doing a bit solo.
Wow. 65 musicians, I guess? About 65, I read?
65 musicians that were recently on the two last albums, but it's all together for the past 15 years. It's almost 150 musicians.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you to work with people from other cultures, other countries that don't necessarily speak the same language?
I feel that there is something in common. All of them are very proud of the place that they came from. They feel that they are scoring the soundtrack of the play that they are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter even, when you listen to Edith Piaf and you hear the streets of Paris,
mm-hmm.
or Bob Marley from Jamaica. So I also feel that when I worked with Indiari, that she's very connected to Atlanta, Georgia, or even Alicia Keys to New York,
mm-hmm.
or Andreas Scholl, I worked with him, an opera singer from Germany.
Wow.
Or Ethiopian Mulugeta Tedese, a violin player from villages of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I think that there is something on the DNA of the music that they are all playing, that is something about their that is similar.
Mm. And something. When you work with a musician who has a different genre, different style, mm-hmm. classical music or something else, you obviously have to change what you do.
I just play louder.
You play louder.
Just kidding.
That's funny.
It's about being very open,
mm-hmm.
and to go into the studio and just to let the moment happen.
Mm. Yeah. Has it always been music for you? Has that been your love from
mostly
childhood?
Real estate.
Real estate.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was always music.
A joker.
always music, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you started at nine, I guess, to actually take this seriously?
I played when I started nine, I played the accordion, which is
the uncoolest instrument, you said.
Yes, definitely.
How did you get to the accordion?
It's mostly an instrument that you don't pick, that your mama is picking is picking up for you. You know, like she decided you play the accordion. So my mom picked the accordion for me. And I played accordion, and I started piano very late, when I was 16. But when I was 25, I thought to myself that I was lucky that accordion was the first instrument. It always kept my ears and my heart very open to music from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It always sounds different, from the tango of Argentina to the waltzes of France, or mm-hmm. even the hora dancing. The Israeli folk is all based on accordion.
Yeah, I was going to ask, as a young person playing accordion growing up in Israel, if you were playing other kinds of music other than just your native music? I mean, back in Israel, the home music, is that what you learned to play? Or obviously you played everything.
I played accordion and music from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I started to play my compositions only when I was 25. Before that, I was kind of a session musician for mm-hmm. different singers and different situations. I played the keyboard and accordion.
You do it all. The accordion, the keyboard, the piano, you write songs, you sing, you produce, you do it all.
But I think that it's I always feel that maybe the good thing that I can do is to do a bit from everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the most amazing producer that you can find. You can find better pianist than me, better lyricist, but there is something on the overall that makes it happen somehow.
Well, we're very lucky to have you in our studios.
Thank you for having me.
I know it was a long drive from New York to come in at an early hour of the morning.
You're talking about the drive from New York. Imagine how I'm coming from Israel, just to remind you.
You didn't drive from Israel.
Yeah. Driving from New York is not a big deal. Try to take the flight twice a year, you know, like back and forth. Yeah.
We've got Idan Reichel in the studio. Would you mind doing a song for us? We'd like to hear some music.
Yes, sure.
What are you going to do?
So I was wondering what to play. I thought, you know what? I'll start with something in Hebrew. In Hebrew. And later on, I'll see you also something in English.
So
maybe.
Since most of the audience don't understand Hebrew and won't understand, what are you singing about? What's this story?
This is a love song that based on the book of Psalms, out of the depth, I cry to you, O Lord. So out of the depth, I cry to you, my love. Yeah. Mima Amakim.
ממעמקים קראתי אלייך, בואי אליי, בשובך יחזור שוב האור בעיניי. לא גמור, לא עוזב המגע בידייך, שיבוא ויעיר למשמע כל צחוקך. ממעמקים קראתי אלייך, בואי אליי, מול ירח מאיר הדרכך שוב אליי, נפרסו ונמסו מגע של ידייך, באוזנייך לוחש אותם. מי זה קורא לך הלילה, הקשיבי, מי שר בקול אלייך אל חלונך, מי שם נפשו שתהי מאושרת, מי ישים יד ויבנה את ביתך. מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך, מי כעפר לרגלייך יחיה, מי יאהבך עוד מכל אוהבייך, מי מכל רוח רעה יצילך ממעמקים.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful song. So when you're writing songs, are you writing about things you observe, things that you've lived, a combination? Where do you get your inspiration for creating music?
Mostly by conversations. I think that I love documentaries, just to watch documentaries, the real stories of people. I think that if you keep your ears and your heart and your eyes open, there are stories everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you know it. You know it well. You're interviewing so many people. And I think that almost every situation can become a song if you are sensitive enough, if you still open up yourself and be with empathy to mm-hmm. the person that is in front of you.
What is your favorite part of this business? Is it the songwriting or performing, singing, all of it? Do you have a favorite part?
The favorite part of them, when you feel that there is a magic, that's it, just mm-hmm. the magic. It can be from writing a song, from a melody that comes up, from a young girl that suddenly has tears in her eyes, you know, when she sings a song, when someone writes you a letter, that song touched him. When you play in a hospital to someone, and when you're becoming the soundtrack of someone, mm-hmm. it's just little sparks and magic. Mm. It's not about specific.
What's the music scene like in Israel? I mean, we don't know much here in the United States about what's going on, other than the news headlines, which are not always very flattering. So what's the music scene like in
the... It's a very, very good question, because this is the most important thing that I think that the Idan Reichel project contributed to the change of the face of the Israeli the music scene, the radio, the mainstream radio. Why is that? Because when I started 15 years ago, you would turn on the radio, the mainstream radio, you would listen mostly to Hebrew, our language, Hebrew mainstream songs, or mostly influenced by American pop or European pop, and you would hear the A-list, top-list American artists. And then the Idan Reichel project, when we started to release our songs, it was very important for me that every singer will sing in his own native language. And suddenly, I cannot explain why, but the DJs at the radios picked those songs to the Israeli mainstream radio. So suddenly, on the prime time of the radios, you would listen to songs of ours that suddenly the lead singer is singing in Arabic, or in Amharic, the Ethiopian language, or in Yemenite tongue, and suddenly you would start listening and to the voices of the minorities on the radio. Now, it was so unreal that you can compare it. Imagine that, I don't know, in the middle of Manhattan, there is a radio, that there is a band that sings, the singer sings in Cantonese, he's from China, and there is a tabla player from India, an accordion player from Italy, and a violin player from Iran, and they're playing together, and suddenly it beats the charts of Beyonce and Rihanna. It sounds almost unreal. You would think it's maybe it will be in a show that is dedicated to sounds from world music, songs. So I think that this is the biggest change that we made at the Israeli music scene, because today when everyone that will come to Israel will be very surprised how it is diverse. Because I think that today, nowadays, the radio reflects the sound of the melting pot, the sound of our multicultural nation.
That's very healthy. I mean, it's great to open up and expand. And it sounds like obviously the radio audiences are willing to expand and accept more diverse kinds of music, so that's great that it's getting the kind of airplay and attention in Israel that it deserves on a world level.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Do you speak other languages?
I speak only Hebrew.
Only Hebrew.
And when I speak in English, I have a funny accent.
You do? I didn't hear it.
No?
We're talking with Idan Reichel, who has the Idan Reichel project out now and on tour. How long have you been on tour for this project in the United States now?
We don't have the privilege, like American artists who are composing an album, taking the time to write, and then going on the road, and then taking time off. We are mostly on the run all the time. So I'm touring for the past 15 years, and then you're writing songs in hotels, and you have kind of a mobile studio, and you're recording in hotel rooms, and then you edit a bit in Israel. So you're always on the run. Mm.
The technology's changed so much in the business from even 15 years ago. Now everybody can do things with a laptop and Pro Tools.
Even here we are in the studio, the two of us, and
That's right.
See that four cameras are shooting us.
And not a single cameraman in this room.
Yes.
Four cameras, not one cameraman in here.
You see?
Technology, it's amazing.
Yeah. The next level is with two computers will replace us.
Have you toured outside of the United States and Israel? Have you performed your music in Ethiopia and other places like that?
Yes. I've been touring all over the world. We were lucky. When we're playing our music in Israel, people define it as Israeli music. But once we start traveling all over the world, people start to define this music as world music. And we are playing in world music festivals, performing art centers all over the world. At the beginning, it was a bit weird for me, this definition to this genre. What is world music? And then I actually realized it's a great honor for us. As world music artists are all those artists who are composing the soundtrack of the place that they're coming from. Mm. Yeah.
And you've been on some of the world's biggest stages and here in the United States as well. Central Park, you performed, and quite a few big performances. Would you perform again for us here? Right now we're performing for the world in 100 countries.
And you see?
We'd love to have you do some more music.
Indeed.
What's this one called?
This one is a new one without a title, you know? Pick a title.
All right, let the audience name it.
Yes. That's it. Join us now on Facebook.
Here's Idan Rachel on The Voice of America. Nice.
Thank you.
Beautiful sound. Beautiful sound. Now, I notice how you combine a lot of things with the pedal.
Yes.
And so you experiment a lot. Do you create sounds with other instruments?
Yes. I brought today just this kind of drum pad and some samples that I'm sampling, different drummers from around the world. And I'm just playing it and looping it with this little pedals here.
That seems to be the in thing now, you know, the loop pedal. I mean, you know, Ed Sheeran does that. He can go up on stage by himself and create a whole giant orchestra kind of sound. You had a little tea bag, I think. That was what you were tapping on the tea bag there. That's what I thought, your tea bag.
I have to say that I still prefer live musicians, live, to feel the chemistry, that something will surprise you, mm-hmm. that, yeah.
And one of the early musics for you was jazz. I mean, I read where you had kind of studied jazz early on.
Yeah, I was listening to Duke Ellington and later on to Miles Davis and, of course, Charlie Parker. From pianists that I love, Keith Jarrett, and people that are, you know, I was always fascinated by their amazing ability to play the moment. Mm-hmm. This would capture my heart mostly.
Now, yeah. When you perform here in the United States and you meet people in America and they find out that you're from Israel, what's the first question they ask you? What's the most common question as an Israeli musician, a resident of Israel, that you get asked here?
Are you riding a camel?
Now, I also, you know, there's a kind of a myth, because I have a lot of friends from Israel,
yeah.
that, you know, what we see in the news, a lot of bombing and a lot of tragedy, and it seems like a very unsafe place to be. But quite actually, it's not that way at all. Those are isolated incidents that, unfortunately, that's what we hear about, is the bombings and things like that.
We live in a conflict area. There are many conflict areas in the world. And news, their job is to show where they want to show. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend to all the people who are want to check by themselves, mm. just to come to see. It's one of the greatest countries that you'll ever visit. Mm. I can promise you that. Mm. Very tiny. You can cross in a car from east to west within 45, 60 minutes. That's it, from east to west. Mm. And from south to north, within, I guess, 6-7 hours if you drive like I drove before they took my driving license. And then maybe 8 hours.
That's right.
And then
it took you 30 minutes to go from one part to the other.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait a minute.
Yeah. And then I think that... and you have the desert.
Right.
Desert in the south and snowing in the north. Multicultural, 24/7 hectic kind of New Yorkish Tel Aviv. And then 30 minutes from there, the most ancient, the oldest city in the world, Jerusalem.
Yes.
Parties and the greatest, the one of the... greatest gay parades in Tel Aviv. It's all one big party. And then the ultra-Orthodox community lives 15 minutes from there in Bnei Brak. It's just so interesting. Mm.
And people are so nice, too. That's another thing. The Israeli people are very, very nice people.
Yeah. Once you get used to it, you understand that it's right. Because people will say to you always... what they think. Mm-hmm. So we see it as a very nice and warm, and, you know, yes is a yes, no is a no. Mm.
Mm. And what's the symbol on your neck? I've seen that quite often. What does that reflect?
Hamza. It's just for luck.
Good
it's
luck.
Also well and known also in the Jewish world, but also in the Muslim world, as the hand of the mother of the prophet, Fatma hand. Mm. And yeah, I carried it with me for like the past 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of good luck. And I know you've performed for many, many very famous people in your career. Mm-hmm. President Barack Obama. You performed for the president.
Twice for the president. But you know, I was thinking recently, I had this... I'll tell you a story about one concert with for President Obama. I played here in D.C., and there was some at Martin Luther King Day, and I needed to catch the flight very fast. 30 minutes after the concert, I was already in flight to Israel. I landed in Israel, and I got a text. My phone is no people know my phone number in Israel. I got a text that one father texted me that his child is 4 years old, and he's dying from cancer. And he asked me if I'm willing to play for him a song. And I was 12 hours before super excited, you know, with the concert for Barack Obama. And then 13 hours after, I find myself in a taxi right from the airport playing for this child, just one-on-one in his hospital bed. And I think that also Barack Obama will agree with me that this concert at the hospital there was more important. sometimes we're making a big deal from, you know, the titles, but I think that there are little things that reminds you during, you know, around this long road, what is really important. Mm.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, that's kind of a statement to who you are and the kind of person you are. And I know that that's reflected among your followers, your fans, your friends, and, of course, your music as well reflects that, too. And so, again, I wanted to thank you for giving us the opportunity to get to know you, because it is a thrill for us. We, on Border Crossings, feature a lot of, you know, the pop stars. But to get somebody in the studio who is an international world music star, to us, that's a great honor. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I know you're going to do another song for us.
Yes. I have to admit that I didn't plan what to play.
Okay, that's all right.
That's good. What do you prefer, in English or Hebrew?
How about a combination?
Let's go for it. All right, let's go. Let's do a combo. Okay, let's go for it. Okay.
What's this called?
I don't know.
Okay, well, give it a name as we go.
Give it a name. Facebook. Yes. Have a title. All right. It's all new songs. I don't have a title. Anyway.
Doesn't need it. It's Untitled.
Untitled.
That's what it's called.
Untitled 2. Untitled. We already have the one, the first one. Yeah, this is Untitled 2. All right.
יורד הערב ומציף בשקר בחלונות בתי בשור קלוש זה שביל עפר חשוך מוביל אל הבית ומביכות כלבים קוראים לשלום אני הולכת לאיבוד ערב ערב ומחייכת לעצמי כשנזכרת זה לא דומה בכלל למה שחשבתי כשדמיינתי שנהיה גדולים וזה מרגיש כל כך פשוט ורגוע אין סופות שמאירות לחיים וזה לא מה שתמיד חלמתי אבל זה מספיק טוב בשבילי אתה זוכר בכלל דברים שחלמנו מקומות יפים ערים רחוקות הכל יהיה תמיד לטובתנו ואז נחיה את כל החלומות אני הולכת לאיבוד ערב ערב מחייכת לעצמי כשנזכרת זה לא דומה בכלל למה שחשבתי כשדמיינתי שנהיה גדולים וזה מרגיש כל כך פשוט ורגוע אין סופות שמאירות לחיים וזה לא מה שתמיד חלמתי אבל זה מספיק טוב בשבילי You are forever in my every second Tomorrow knows to leave our love alone I feel of sorrow now releasing my body From every heartache that is hard ever known The neon light awaiting hope in the village A gentle voice somewhere inside of me calls As all around the world the people can feel it Our prayers rising as the evening falls In every life there is a curse and a In every lesson, a new lesson evolves Like a puzzle with some pieces missing We'll be complete when the evening falls ואל תבטיח לי שפעם יהיה עוד מילים כאלה נשתפות עם הזמן הכל משחק חיים שלמים נעלמו כבר בים של אבודים היינו עוד גם
Very nice.
Thank you.
Lovely. And on the fly, too. Look at that.
You see?
See that? You ask and he delivers. Idan Reichel, the Idan Reichel Project. Anybody you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet? Are there people on your wish list?
It can be everyone. They just have a... No, actually, not someone specific. Mm-hmm. But I love people that are just have interesting stories from the place that they are coming from. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, that they are... They don't want to be someone like someone. It's just coming and playing who they are. It can be someone from a village in Mali or someone from Detroit or someone. Just someone that wants to write about the place that he grew up in, mm-hmm. lived in.
Do you have a favorite place you like to play?
I would love to play in China. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot play there.
Why?
I'll tell you what. I played at the Peace Nobel Prize.
Okay.
In Norway, right? Back in 2010. Now, they sent me an invitation to play the Peace Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't do it? I just came and
sure.
I played. And then China canceled all my concerts in China, and I realized that the one that got the award was a Chinese prisoner. So they don't let me get into China.
Because of your association with the event.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say that if the consul or the ambassador of China listen to this interview, please let me in.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you, to have you in our studios, and you're a truly talented and inspirational musician. And so we would like to invite you back again.
Thank you.
If you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you are quite frequently. So moving forward for the year ahead, what are the plans for Idan Rachel in 2018? What are you, just more touring?
Mostly to be a good father.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How many children?
I have four. I have two children. Mm-hmm. The older Pipa is four and Salo is 2.5.
Wow.
And I've been touring
Mazel
a lot.
Tov.
Thank you. Oh, you see? Working here on your Hebrew.
That's it.
That's it? That's your Hebrew?
That's it. That's what Tov Mo'od.
Tov Mo'od, yeah.
Which right. is thank you. Yeah. Tov Mo'od.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, I was on a tour for like many, many months. And then my daughter, she was 3.5, she called me and said, Papa, I said, yes. I said, are you angry with me? I said, no, why would you think so? She said, why are you not coming home?
Oh.
She said, no, I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with your sister. No, just kidding. No, just kidding. No, just kidding. Just kidding. So I said, no, I'm
earning money to buy you more toys.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it's time to be a bit at home and to, you know, to play in Israel. And then maybe on late 2018 or early 2019 to come back again here to this amazing America.
Well, we welcome you with open arms.
Thank you.
Where can people go to get the album, the project? Where can they buy your CDs?
I guess on iTunes, Spotify. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are there any CD shops here? Not really, right?
I really don't know. I haven't seen any. They're the Virgin Music stores are gone. I don't see those kinds of things
anymore. I think, iTunes and Spotify, mm-hmm. if you find some.
Everything's online now.
Yeah.
And how about your website? Is there a link to get your CD there?
I'm thinking that if I'll say now my website is such a long one with my accent, Idan Reichel, people will not know how to write. So, you know, go Google my name, which is Idan, I-D-A-N. And
the hard one is the last name.
The hard one, yeah, the last name. The last name is like, but it's Rachel with I.
Okay.
It's R-A-I-C-H-E-L. You know what? I'm going to do a brave thing.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give people my email. And if people wants to email me, I'm getting them to... But don't write me like now tons of emails. Just say to me, where can I get your album? And I'll send you links.
And maybe China will invite you to the concert.
If I'm getting now 250 million emails, I don't know what I'm going to do. Please don't do it. But, you know, my email is IRP. I like Israel, R for Russia, P for project. IRP.mailbox@gmail.com.
All right.
I guess this is something that no one did before, right?
No one ever gave their email address.
IRP.mailbox@gmail.com. I think that my phone is exploding now.
It's smoke coming out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, smoke. Yeah.
Facebook, you're on Facebook, Twitter?
Yes.
And people can find you where?
Facebook, Twitter, same.
What's the address that people would go
Idan, for? Idan Reichel. So it's I-D-A-N and Rachel with I. R-A-I-C-H-E-L.
Thank you very much for being
Thank
here.
You. Thank
we,
you.
We loved hearing from you and come back again.
Thank you.
All right. It's Idan Reichel. The Idan Reichel Project is the name of the latest album. And he's on tour here in the United States for a bit longer and on tour for the rest of the world as well. So go to his website and check him out. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. Tonight. Let's set this party up.
Yes. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Crossings on VOA 1.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is over. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect.
stronger than anyone I know. He shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand. Be your girl, you'll be my man. And I see my future in your eyes. Well, baby, dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect.
Crossings, and it's perfect, and a beautiful song. Ed Sheeran alongside of Beyonce. That song went up to number one for a few weeks. Alexia in Kuwait on 96.9 FM requested that one. And before that, Chua Malimi wanted us to play 24 Karat Magic from Bruno Mars and dedicate it to Bacha Mohammed and Mohammed Noor Adam and Kedele. So hope everybody heard that, enjoyed their request as well. I want to say hello to Yaya Turna Ephraim, who checked in from Nigeria. Cletus Clarks is with us. We heard from Seham Sharfi or Sharifi in Kuwait, and Salvador Denisor, Justin Wena, Karuna Kanta Paul. These folks have gone to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Sammy Gurma said hello. Saad Sood is tuned in. Saad listens in Kuwait. Othniel Lusa Danny Mahoza Dodi in Rwanda. Lamin Abdul Ture is tuned in as well. All of these on Facebook. Seth Hakizimana. Samuel Hovan is with us. Etienne Habumugisha. Kalf Samuel Hamakiriro listening to us today. Edward Asukwo. Vincent Maloba. And Ephraim Marawi, Naka Emanuels. Thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We've got one more request to play, and then we'll do our Now 65 CD giveaway. This song is from Natasha Bedingfield, who's been on Border Crossings a few times. Natasha got married, and she just had a baby. She gave birth to a little baby a couple of months ago. So congratulations to Natasha Bedingfield. Here's your request, Meshach Kwarshi. This one's called These Words.
Of my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-M is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration, but it's not coming easily. Trying to find the magic. Don't you know?
is okay. Natasha Bedingfield, who became a mommy in October, gave birth to a little baby boy with her husband. She's been married a couple of years now, and she married a guy named Matthew Robinson, and they are very happy together. That's a request from Meshach Quarshi here on Border Crossings. It's time for our Now 65 CD giveaway. We've got one a day all February to give away here on Border Crossings, and today I'm looking through the pile, and our lucky listener today is Alexia in Kuwait. So, Alexia, congratulations to you, and you are getting that Now 65 CD, which is going to come in the mail probably the next day. We'll put it in the mail. We need your shipping address. We do not have your postal shipping address, and once we get that, we'll be able to send it off to you. And then it takes a little bit of time for the mail to leave the United States and reach Kuwait. So we ask for your patience. Thank you very much for listening to the show again. Thank you, Idan Reichel, who came in to join us on the program today. You'll be able to hear that broadcast on our archive file at voanews.com. Click on Broadcast Schedule Radio, and then you can find Border Crossings and listen to the show today if you missed it. Or you can always check out the TV broadcast of the show, which is usually a couple of weeks. I'll keep you posted, but you go to voanews.com, TV, and then check out our broadcast schedule there as well. And our podcasts on iTunes. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Felicia, our director. My name is Larry London. Have a great night, and Border Crossings will return tomorrow at 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA1 Music Network.